Carmen de Leon is best known in Cincinnati, perhaps as the music director for the Cincinnati Ballet. But he has another passion, which we're going to talk about this evening. Carmen, welcome back to Around Cincinnati.
Thank you. Nice to be here.
All right. Tell us about the new studio big band.
Well, whenever I get a little time off, which is usually in the summertime, I try to get these 17 fantastic musicians together and play the music arranged by David Matthews, not that Dave Matthews, but my old college roommate, who's a fantastic arranger who's done work for, well, folks like Frank Sinatra, Mr. McCartney, and names like that. He's a fantastic arranger, and he's written a book for big band that he's given to me to play here. And that's the material that we use for our concerts. So it's just a pleasure for me to gather great musicians to play this fantastic music for big band. Now, Robin, when I say big band, you would normally think of saxophones, trumpets, trombones, and a rhythm section, which is what this band is. But Dave writes only for three woodwind instruments, not a full saxophone section. Bass clarinet, a soprano sax, and tenor saxophone. It gives a whole different sound. Plus, he adds the tuba and two French horns. So it's a big brass band with a few woodwinds, and it's really a very different kind of sound with his expert arrangements. He, for instance, did an album of all Glenn Miller material. Whenever old folks, like me, think of big bands, they think of Glenn Miller. Well, wait till you hear Glenn Miller in the hands of Dave Matthews. It can be rock-based. He started here in Cincinnati with James Brown and was James Brown's conductor and arranger. So it's got everything going for it.
You gave a little hint. If he was James Brown's arranger, are we going to hear a little James Brown in this concert?
Actually, we do have a couple things James Brown-based. But they're also, aside from the Glenn Miller material, there's also a Maroon 5, there's Stevie Wonder material. It's really updated. It's right with the times, and Dave keeps writing. He's living now in Japan, as a matter of fact. He used to be in New York, but he's very well known in Japan as sort of the number one great arranger and takes groups over there and performs each year. I keep talking about Dave. That's because the book itself that we play is, for the most part, all done by him, and it's brilliant.
When you say the book, you mean his arrangements for each of the tunes?
Yes, the library that of material that we use.
17 members, are they all local musicians?
They are. Some come from Kentucky. Some come from Dayton. All around, I try to find the very best. Our tuba players from Dayton and a great lead trumpet player who teaches at a university in Kentucky. And, of course, Rick Van Mater, my buddy, is always in the saxophone section. And just all the great players. A lot of them are also with the Blue Wisp Band, so we borrow and help each other. And of course, then I need to find a couple of fine French horn players, and we've got those too. I should mention that we have a vocalist that is generally singing with the group. That's Steve Coghill, who's basically known as a blues singer around town. And he does the Stevie Wonder material and the Maroon 5 material, and it's fantastic.
Oh, it's great to know, because I didn't realize you had a singer. So all those more current or recent songs will include his performance.
Some of those do include the vocals.
You're the drummer. What is the role of the drummer in a big band? What's the key role that you have?
You know, there's an expression, so many drummers, so little time. My job is to keep time as best you can. There are many drummers with far better technique than I have, but I try to sort of hang in there and make an underpinning for the band. One of my heroes of drumming is Mel Lewis, and you just sort of felt Mel Lewis's playing, much like John Von Ohlen with the Blue Wisp Band. It's sort of underneath a cloud to ride on. It's also my job to pick out the material we're going to do and count the tunes off, make sure the tempos are right and all that good stuff. So I have extra responsibilities, but I try to practice as much as I can when I get a chance outside of the other stuff that I'm doing.
You're still continue to keep a very busy schedule, it sounds like, but you're doing what you love.
That's true. I especially love the jazz side of it, and that's sort of an avocation, as I say, whenever I get a window in the schedule, I try to fill it in with jazz playing.
Well, folks, this concert that we've been talking about is actually part of a series at the Carnegie in Covington, Carnegie Visual and Performing Arts Center. It's called Carnegie in Concert Season, and this will take place this Thursday night. It's June 13th at 7:30 p.m., and you can find out more about it by going to our website, wvxu.org. I've been speaking to Carmen de Leon, who will not be in the pit for this concert. He'll be behind the drum kit for the Old, New, Borrowed, and Blue concert with his 17-piece big band. Thanks so much for being here again this evening.
Thank you.
For Around Cincinnati, this is Robin Carey Allgaier.